Local government shapes our lives in significant ways. Elected leaders can change transportation plans, grow green space, and motivate economic development. WFYI News is bringing you interviews with elected Central Indiana leaders all year. And for this installment, reporter Taylor Bennett had the chance to sit down with McCordsville town manager Tanya Galbraith and ask her about the town's growth and related opportunities and challenges.
The fun things that we're doing is we're starting a town center master planning process. We kicked that off on July the 12th. We hired a consultant, Context Design, and they're going to help us then figure out what we want our town center to look like, what kind of buildings we want there, what kind of housing we want there, all that kind of stuff, because we don't have a downtown. We don't have a heart or an area where the community can come. So that process is going to be really exciting, and hopefully we'll get the community involved in what they want to see in their town center.
What do you envision for the town center?
You know, we kind of want to see there be multi-use retail with apartments maybe on the top, townhomes, you know, obviously some small retail, all very walkable, all very, I will say, nickel plate-like, but not that way since we don't know exactly what. But that, you know, that sort of vision of having a, you know, a community gathering area with places to shop and eat and live. That's kind of what our vision is.
And you talk about like you to resemble a downtown area. Where would this be?
So it would be generally located, I always tell people, that if you're familiar at all with McCordsville, behind the CVS and, on Broadway, and then kind of behind, there's a small cemetery on Mount Comfort Road or 600 West, kind of behind that. So it's about 140 acres in that general area. It's owned by three property owners, and we have the permission of all three property owners to include that property in the master plan. So we're not buying their property. We're not doing anything right now except planning what we want it to look like so we can get it zoned and kind of protect that look once, you know, development starts coming in.
What about the development as far as business is concerned? Do you have anything in the works this year or the next year?
We're starting to see a lot more tire kickers, I'll say. When the Meyer came in a year ago, that sort of was an indication that we have the traffic patterns. We have, you know, the regional consumer. So, but we don't have anything on a retail basis that I can share at this point, but we do have a lot of people who are interested, who meet with us about where the roads can go or where the sewer is, that type of thing. So we know there's a general interest, but we just don't have anything firm, you know, to announce on that. We do have the potential senior living apartment complex. Developers pitched that to the town council, and that would be where this, where the old hangar is, right on 600 West, in the Brookside Villages of Brookside development. So we know that could be coming, and we have a couple new subdivisions coming in. But hopefully that'll drive the, they always say rooftops drive the businesses and the retail. So I think that will continue, and you know, with growth comes traffic issues, which we already have and we're trying to figure out how to resolve, but that's going to continue to be the flip side. You know, you know, you always have the happy, well, we're growing and things are great, but with that comes traffic and we've got to figure that out.
Obviously, it's very exciting to see the growth and, you know, you're thinking about your so-called downtown area. What do you foresee later down the road 10 years from now?
10 years from now, hopefully we'll have a town center. That would be a great thing. That would include a lot of those amenities, a library or a town hall, new town hall, those kind of things. I think that we will still see a lot of, you know, residential, because, you know, this is a very attractive place and will continue to be for, especially for younger couples with small children because of our school system. Our school system's fabulous. A lot of people are moving here because of the school system, because it's maybe smaller than some of our neighboring school systems. Kids have a better chance to be in sports or, you know, those type of things.
That was McCordsville town manager Tanya Galbraith speaking with WFYI news reporter Taylor Bennett for our series of conversations with locally elected leaders.